Ready for this? Pulling out my big black book. Because when I need a word defined, that's where I look. So I moved to the L's quick, fast, in a hurry. Threw on my specs, thought my vision was blurry. I looked again, but to my dismay, it was black and white with no room for gray. You see, a big V stood beyond my word. And that's when it hit me that love is a verb. Back in the day there was a man who stepped out of heaven and he walked the land. He delivered to the people an eternal choice with a heart full of love and the truth in his voice. Gave up his life so that we may live. How much more love could the Son of God give? Here is the example that we ought to be matching, because love is a word that requires some action. And that is your intro for our sermon today. And our first look at the letters of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. Thank you very much. A little somewhat early DC talk for you there as I continue to occasionally play for you on Sunday mornings. Snapshots of the soundtrack of my life from various points within it. Isn't it great to be the pastor? Oh boy, oh boy. Probably not. Okay, so anyhow, I played the Beatles for you before our sermon on the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13. All you need is love, niece. La-da-na-na-na. Okay. And so I really did need to come up with another song for you today before our look at 1 John, which contains another of these great passages in the Bible on love. We're going to save our study of the facts and figures about these three letters from John for a later sermon. We'll do that intro for you another day. We are instead today going to dive right into a look at what the Apostle John said. And yes, this is the same man who wrote the Gospel of John and who was a disciple of Christ, walked with him. We're going to look at what this close follower of Jesus named John had to say about the verb love. 1 John is not a long book, only 5 chapters, and John used the word love 42 times. In these 5 chapters, we're going to look just at a few of these instances. He has 2 themes about love running through chapters 3 and 4 of this letter, and there's an order to these 2 themes. There's a progression in his thinking on these 2 themes about love. However, he's really intermingled his comments from those 2 themes in these chapters. They're all tangled up together. So what I'm going to do is toggle back and forth now for you within those 2 chapters to draw out those 2 themes. And so we'll do some bouncing back and forth, and if you're trying to look at it in your Bibles, you probably want to have one finger on chapter 3 and one finger on chapter 4, and we'll go back and forth in 1 John. So look with me first at 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. It says this, "See what great love the Father has lavished upon us, that we should be called children of God." And so here is our first theme. When we start talking about love, according to John, we always should begin by talking about God's love for us. Love starts with God. It flows from him. It is him. And look over now at chapter 4, verse 7, and we'll have our first theme highlighted for you up on the screen. Dear friends, love comes from God. God is love. And this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Chapter 3, verse 16, put it this way. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. That's all, just his life. And then we jump back to chapter 4, verse 16. So we know and we rely on this love that God has for us. This is the first theme from John in his comments about love here. Love starts with God because God is love. Love emanates from him. It flows down towards us. To those who did not love him, God sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Love starts with God because God is love. And then we'll use chapter 4, verse 11 as our transition sentence into John's second theme about love, and here it is. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also then ought to love one another. That's a since then statement. Since God has showed so much love to us that even when we did not love him and we disobeyed him again and again, but he came anyway to die for us and offer his love and forgiveness to us. Since the creator of the universe invites us even to be called his children and for us to call him Abba, which means daddy, wow. Since God has showed so much love to us, then we ought to also love one another. And that is our second theme from 1 John about love. Because God has showed such great love to us, we therefore should show love to others. Because God has showed such great love to us, we therefore should show love to others. And this isn't something that just makes sense, you know, for us to take the undeserving love that we have received from God and then pass it on to others, whether or not they deserve it. It's not something that just makes sense for us to do, but John reminds us that it is actually a command from the one who has loved us so well. Chapter 3, verse 11. For this is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. And that phrase harkens back to Jesus' words recorded for us in the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 34, where Christ said, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you," Jesus said, love starts with God, "as I have loved you, so you must love one another. And by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Bounce back to chapter 4, verse 7 now, a passage that may be familiar to you, and our second theme will be highlighted on the screen now. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. And verse 12, if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. And verse 16, whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. And verse 19, we love because he first loved us. And verse 21, and he has given us this command, anyone who loves God must also love their fellow human being. Love starts with God because God is love, and because God showed such great love to us, we therefore should show love to others. Well, you know what? I'm about to do something that you will not have expected me to do when you walked in here this morning. And I realize you probably also did not expect me to open my sermon by rapping today. But this is something different. I'm going to keep you in suspense for just one more moment here, though, before I tell you what it is that I'm going to do, because I have one more thing to tell you about the subject of love from the Apostle John. And it actually is the title of that song from DC Talk that we opened the sermon with. Our third point for this morning, and this is simply a development of the second theme, our third point to draw from John on the subject of love today is this: love is a verb. Love is a verb. And we look at chapter 3, verse 16. We ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? And then here is the key verse, verse 18. Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and with truth. So taking our cue from John here, we have a call again this week, just as we had last week, to take action rather than simply to talk. And this time the call is to show love. Dear children, let us not love with words or with speech, but with actions and in truth. Love is a verb. It's something we do. It's something we show. Just like sharing the good news. If all we ever do is talk about it here on Sunday mornings and we don't go make conscious effort to do these things, in our lives when we're not at church, then we've totally missed it, right? And remember, John pointed out here that love is to be shown not only to those who are easy to love, but even to those who maybe you think don't deserve your love, whose actions have not warranted a loving response from you. But just as God showed real, genuine love to us, even when we didn't deserve it, so we are called to do likewise. So love is a verb, and 1 John is a call to action. Okay, here's what I'm going to do that you weren't expecting. I'm actually going to stop the sermon right here. Weren't expecting that, were you? But in exchange for this, I'm going to give you an assignment. You see, I could stand up here now and preach more words to you about love, but I am far more interested in having you all, myself included, go do something this week to show love to somebody. So here is your assignment, and I am going to ask you that you would please take this seriously. We're going to go through our normal service ending here in just a moment. And when we're done, please go ahead and talk to people just like you normally do at the end of service. If you have lunch plans, go get lunch. However, as soon as you get home, as soon as this is at all practical for you today, before you turn on the football game... This is for everyone. Mr. Bacon, this is for everyone. So, as soon as it is at all practical for you, what I want you to do is go into your room. I want you to pray about who God would have you show love to this week, and then I want you to plan it out. And if you are a calendar user, I want you to go get your calendar next and figure out exactly when you are going to do this thing that you're going to do and exactly when you're going to do any preparatory steps that need to be done before you do that thing that you're going to do, and I want you to write it all on your calendar, okay? And I don't want you to think that I am cutting church short today because I could be asking you right now to stay in your seats and to do this right now, but I thought about doing that, but I think that this likely will be more effective if you actually do it, if you're sitting at home and, you know, you're able to think clearly and pray. I think it'll work better at home, so I'm going to have you do it at home. So I'm letting you go 20 minutes early today. That means you owe me 20 minutes. And take 20 minutes this afternoon, plan this thing out. Some person that you're going to show love to this week. Okay? Doesn't have to be a huge thing. It just has to be something. Who's God going to call you to show love to? And by the way, if you did not happen to complete your assignment that I gave you last Sunday, and if you are a regular Calvary attender, you should know by now what that assignment was. If you don't, come ask me. If you did not complete your assignment from last week, then you owe me 30 minutes, not 20 minutes. You have makeup work to do. And I want you to write in your calendar exactly when you're going to take action on that assignment as well. Okay? We are going to be the church that does stuff. Not the church that just talks about it. And please don't take that the wrong way, because this is a very loving church. And by giving you this assignment, I'm certainly not trying to imply that y'all are all talk and no action when it comes to love. In fact, I observe our church putting love into action on a weekly basis here. There are things happening all the time. Many of you are great at this, and so for you, this is just yet another opportunity for you to follow Christ's command to go and show love. It's likely, though, I would think that there are also some of us out there right now who are thinking to ourselves, you know, I do need to concentrate more on actually showing love rather than just talking about it or thinking about it. So for you, that's an opportunity then to intentionally come up with a plan this week to show love to someone and put it into practice, hopefully to develop a new pattern, a new habit in this area. Disciples obey, right? 1 John 3, verse 23, and this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he has commanded us. Disciples obey. Jesus said, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. So this is your assignment. And now I'm going to come down here and just make sure that we understand how serious I am about this now. Okay? As soon as you go home today, 20 minutes before you turn on the football game. In your room, praying about it. John, are you going to do 20 minutes at home? Well done, sir. I've got your word on it. Okay. Wes, you going to do 20 minutes?
I am.
Sherry, y'all with me?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to get Maria with the ruler again, but she's in the other room. Awesome. And you know what's really cool about this is the love and the light of Jesus Christ will be going out this week. Not that it doesn't on other weeks, but it's going to go out from this building this week, and it's going to touch our community, and that is a good thing. Calvary Baptist Church, you know, we desire to live as disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we will worship and pray and learn and love and serve and share the good news. This is what we're going to do. Love starts with God because God is love. And because God has shown such great love to us, we therefore should show love to others. Love is a verb. Will you bow with me in prayer now? So you started all of this, Lord. You, in fact, created us to show your character of love. And and on top of that, you've modeled it, Lord. We know what love is because we have seen the actions of your Son, Jesus Christ. In addition to those things, Lord, you have commanded it. We are to learn how to love by watching you. We're to take the love that you have lavished upon us, even though we didn't deserve it, and we're to turn it around and go show similar love to all those who would intersect with our paths. So Lord, make us able now. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us with this spirit of love. Let it overflow from us. And of course, again, we say this is all for your glory. May these things be so. Amen.